I guess it's a case of too much information, right? but there is one element that I liked very much, and we've talked about it with you, I believe it was, that I favor targeting nominal GDP overall, mm-hmm. but the next best thing is to raise the inflation target. And they did that a tiny little bit by formally committing to overshoot the 2% inflation target. So that's a good thing. But they didn't do anything. I mean, in terms of that implies that they are ready to do more in terms of real easing, but they didn't actually do anything. So I think that's a negative. And this thing about the controlling the yield curve, in my mind, is just a way to appease the banks. It's more of a tool to make them feel better about the profitability because, you know, to compensate for the loss of interest they can earn on reserves for doing nothing. I think that's a purely political move, and it's not helpful.
Going into this meeting, though, there was a lot of speculation, Mikio, that we were going to see the yield curve steepen a bit, that they would actually use QE to maybe back away from longer-term duration and kind of go into the short end. We didn't see that. They froze the yield on the 10-year, so we've got a flat curve. If banks, it seems to me, need slope to get expanded net interest margins. I mean, how is this going to help the banks?
Well, if the Japanese yield curve, well, I mean, if you look at it since late July, right, give it a little bit more space of a few weeks, the move has been the steepest globally. So in that sense, that expectation had worked. But my key point is, it's not really the concern of monetary policy how banks make money. The yield curve should steepen for one and only reason, and that is if policy is easy enough so that inflation expectations come into the system over the long term. Manipulating the yield curve is just artificially, you know, subsidizing the banks or trying to subsidize them because you're cutting their subsidies on the interest on reserve area. So you're substituting one subsidy with the other one. And that is a business that the central bank should not get involved in. And I think that's what's confusing and blurring the message. It's also sort of price fixing long-term yields at zero, which, if you think about interest rate parity, implies a permanent appreciation of the yen of about 1.5% per year against the U.S. dollar. Mm. I mean, what is this? This is just, of course, that's probably not what they're aiming. But, you know, if you do things like that, you have a lot of unintended consequences, and I'm not happy with that part. Best case, it's neutral. It doesn't matter. It helps the banks adapt to the new policy of negative rates. But the best thing would be just to go ahead with easing and tell the banks to adopt or die.
I thought it was interesting. CrossBorder came out with a study about how the BOJ could possibly control the yield curve. And they were saying that really they can control the policy rate, but not so much term premium, right?
Yes. I mean, it's complicated. At any rate, it isn't something that they should be doing. I think that's the key message here.
Maybe they wouldn't be feeling as much pressure if the Fed were to go ahead and start to raise U.S. interest rates. I mean, so now we've got reduced projections for rate hikes through next year here in the States. That was a little surprising. To what extent do you think the BOJ is kind of being hamstrung by the Fed?
Well, I think it's not so much the Fed. Of course, you know, theoretically, if the Fed were to have a tighter policy, and which would also mean that the U.S. economy would be a lot stronger and there would be much more inflation in the U.S. system, then it would be all, you know, a lot better for not only for Japan, for everybody else, basically. But that's not the case. I think the real problem in Japan, or at least there is a question mark as far as, you know, how many hikes the U.S. can take. The real problem for Japan is that, you know, the Treasury report has, you know, is very close to labeling it a currency manipulator. This came out earlier this year. And since then, they have refrained from, appearing to move the currency or to weaken the yen. I think that is quite unhelpful. In the state where Japan is now, they should really be free to let the currency do whatever it wants and ease policy to a degree that can actually weaken it. So I think the real problem is the currency policy and the threat of being labeled as a manipulator. And that is, of course, related potentially to the election outcome in the U.S.
But how can you overshoot inflation when we're far, far from the target right now? Because I think people are pretty perplexed about that line, that tweak when it came to those inflation expectations.
Well, yes, complete your question.
No, I just think, how can you overshoot, though? I mean, it seems...
The thing with OA, first of all, you know, the whole inflation targeting thing, I'm a big skeptic. That's why I prefer the nominal GDP thing. So that's one bracket. Secondly, you know, we don't really even know what inflation index the BOJ is targeting. So it really depends on which inflation index you look at in order to get an opinion of whether it's working, it's not working. The policy is working. If you look at real domestic inflation, you know, the part that is not influenced by Arab oil production or you know, policies elsewhere or the weather, food, then inflation is gradually rising. It's not rising enough. If you look at nominal GDP, you would see the success much more clearly because nominal GDP grew with 0% on average for 20 years. Now it's growing at about 2%. It slowed recently to about 1.5%. That's bad, but it's not terrible. They have to get that back up to 2, 3, ideally 4%. This is what it is about. It doesn't matter which inflation index rises. You need to get prices in the domestic economy gradually rising to reflate this whole thing a little bit. So they can achieve that. And, you know, the simplest answer is one of the tools is simply to ease policy to a degree that weakens the currency until the economy picks up and, you know, currency stabilizes by itself. But they shouldn't keep it artificially strong.